So, of course, the situation's very different when we talk about triple negative HER2 positive. What about in the metastatic setting?
So I've never used genomic score in the metastatic setting to make a decision. You know, again, what are we trying to do in the metastatic setting? I think all oncologists agree with this. We're not going to cure those patients, or rarely do we cure such patients. We're trying to make them, I tell my own patients, we're going to try to make you feel as good as you can for as long as you can. And that means picking therapy most likely to work with the fewest side effects. And if a patient's estrogen receptor positive, I think you're in tricky business to bypass endocrine therapy and go right to chemotherapy based on an Oncotype DX recurrence score. I don't think it tells us you can do that. So the only patients I would bypass endocrine therapy and go straight to chemotherapy, which has more toxicity, are those patients with rapidly progressive visceral disease and end organ dysfunction. And that's not just liver mets, but liver mets that's been growing rapidly. You have evidence of that. LFTs are 2 or 3 or 4 times normal, maybe bilirubin's a bit up, or pulmonary disease where the patient's actually already symptomatic. Those are situations in which you're probably only going to get one chance. And in my opinion, you probably ought to use combination chemotherapy. And at least I tell my own patients, we're trying to buy some wiggle room. We want to shrink the tumor down so you feel well enough that then we can maybe go back to a less toxic and potentially active therapy like endocrine therapy, but we need some wiggle room before we do that. That, by the way, is a very unusual case. Most patients who are ER positive present without end organ dysfunction. They may have a couple liver mets, a couple pulmonary mets, but they don't have end organ dysfunction. They're not symptomatic from that. And in my opinion, I would not bypass endocrine therapy based on any other kind of test.